He was reading the lip sync poster out there.
Yeah, I know. I might have to go to the lip sync.
All right. Well, Father, you have a very fine voice, too. I've heard some services, et cetera, and then that's part of the yes. Catholic liturgy is the voice, a very mm-hmm. important part of it. So,
well, thank you.
Are you you're going to do the karaoke?
We're
then?
Trying
well,
to.
Well, I'm
going to
try. I'm going to try. I'm going to wait till after they've finished eating, just in case.
Yeah. And it's not a contest. It's just open mic fun. Yeah.
Exactly.
Participants will get a raffle ticket. There'll be prizes drawn at the end of the night. And so it's just for fun. You can do it individually or as a group.
If you're wanting the crowd to clear, then you'll ask me to come up and do it.
Or me.
Yeah. Jacob.
Jacob got all the talent.
Got all the talent, didn't he?
God saved it all for you because I got absolutely zero. Yeah.
And he's done it several years.
You know, when his voice was changing, he lost confidence because he used to sing all the time at mm-hmm. Fiesta. But he is going to enter the country showdown.
Oh, okay.
On Sunday, and he's debating whether he's going to do karaoke or wait until Sunday. So, yeah, he's kind of in that mode right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Oh, we're going to open the silent auction that night as well. So people can start bidding on items.
What are some of the items?
I don't have a list of
but I can tell you. Yes. Oh, my mom brought a really nice set of place settings. They got little cactuses on them.
Oh, cool.
So yeah. So that'll be really nice if you like that. And then there's also a cute little jar that's got a little spoon that goes with it. So if you like to spoon a lot of sugar into your coffee in the morning, you know, it's like for that.
He was looking at me when he said that.
And she also found this really kind of like, it's old style. This is old school, but it's like a cutting board that you would cut cheese on. Aww. And then there's two little salsa cups that go with it. So you could have like chips and salsa and like cheese all on the same little doohickey.
Chili con queso, huh?
Yeah, so it's really cool. And it's probably from like the 1970s.
Oh, wow.
So cool.
If you got retro decor, you know, that'd be really cool. And we have 78s. Those are not from Mom. We dug those out of our rectory. I was rummaging around, and I found this. It's not a huge stack, but it's about 20 or 30 78s.
Oh, wow.
And we put them in a box, and we're gonna auction those, I think, as one lot. And
he looked at me again.
I think I know who's going to probably get a number and bid on those.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And I believe there's going to be at least one quilt there.
Oh, okay.
I know
wonderful.
That our very own Annie Vigil is quite a quilt maker. And
she
so I think she'll have at least one there.
Oh, wonderful.
And so there's going to be some neat stuff.
We had like 86 items at last count.
Ah.
So there's quite a selection.
Well, no wonder you can't remember them all. So the silent auction starts Friday, and when does it close?
It will close Sunday at noon.
Okay.
And that way they can kind of go through all the bid sheets, see who won. We can announce them, right before the raffle. So
okay.
Or they can check in between 12 and 3, if they or 4, I should say, and see if they've won their item.
Okay.
And pick it up that day.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So that's pretty much Friday night.
That's Friday night.
Okay. And then you just, you know, you keep it simple and nice and because Saturday night, Full Tilt Boogie, or Saturday.
Saturday starts bright and early.
Well, kind of the night, 5:30 in the morning.
Well, the sun's out.
Not up yet, but it's out. Yeah, it's light.
It's peeking through, right?
Yeah. So registration starts for your 5K walk at 5:30 a.m.
Right. 5:30 to 6 will be registration. You can pre-register, like if you want to register today or tomorrow as well. And Sally and the new crew that is doing the walk/run came up with some different sort of entry fees. And so if you're a single adult just entering individually, it's $20. And we have a price for children 10 to 14 for $10. If you have a friend, two adults, you can get in for $35, or a family for $45. And what we mean by family is those people living in the same household as you are. So there's you can save some money.
The family of man does not qualify for that. No.
Okay. No.
All right. Very good.
So
and also, you, 3 to 5 year olds.
Those are free.
Okay.
The little 3 to 5 year olds.
Okay.
And they're going to have a 2-block course.
All right.
So that's just kind of a fun thing that they've added this year.
Great.
Everything will start and end at the parish, the starting line and the finish line. In years past, George got a little creative, and he'd bus them out to Highway 72 mm-hmm. going towards the lake, and then they'd run in the 5K, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. or walk in. But this year, they're going to start and end at the parish.
Okay. And walkers at 6:30, runners begin at 7, and then I guess you're going to have some awards for the timed runners.
For those that are competing,
okay.
which we get a few of those.
Okay.
And that will be at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
And even if you're not really necessarily competing, you can still get in line and compete for the burritos?
Sure.
Yeah.
Or menudo.
Okay. All right. Everybody's a winner.
That's right. So those will be available because, you know, people are hungry, and we have people there setting up their booths starting around 7 or 8. They start hauling out their equipment, their mm-hmm. supplies. The game booth. So it's a busy place early in the morning.
And going to get even busier at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Yes, that's when we open up all of our game and food booths. And so you want to talk about some of the food?
Oh, me? What?
You all like right. to talk about food, you know.
Well, let's see. Fudge puppies.
Oh, we tested
definitely.
Those.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
We even got toppings for them now. You can
really?
Have, I bought some little sprinkles that you put on a cake.
This
that
is
makes
a new development. I did not test one of these.
I did that yesterday.
Ah, so we could have nut-covered fudge puppy?
Or the little colorful sprinkles. Either one, yeah.
Oh, this is a new development. So I thought we only had fudge for the fudge puppy.
It's all in presentation.
Ah, there you go.
Very nice.
There you go.
This is something new.
Yeah, so we got that yesterday, and actually Father Daniel was in town yesterday kind of helping us with Fiesta, so we made a batch of fudge puppies for him since it was...
Oh, so he got to try them too?
He did.
Oh, that's great.
He's like,
gee,
I wonder who had this idea to have these here this year. I'm like, yeah, I wonder who.
Yeah, but, and a special shout out to Father Daniel. He did. He came by and he helped set up tents and tables and everything yesterday. And so this is a Father Daniel approved event.
All right.
He was very much in his element yesterday. As he visited us for the day.
Well, back into our element, you'll also have like cotton candy and...
Ribbon fries. Roasted corn.
That's always popular.
Yes, root beer floats. Fresh squeezed lemonade is a very popular booth. And funnel cakes. The Saunchers have gotten very creative in their funnel cake booth, where they not only can you get cinnamon sugar or powdered sugar on them, they have pie filling. Like cherry and apple pie filling and whipped cream that you can add to them. So, and we take all the calories out for the weekend, just by the way.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely worried about that. Okay.
And the Knights work the hamburger booth, and they do a wonderful job. And so you can get your, you know, green chili cheeseburger this weekend, or hot dogs, or nachos, or pretzels, snow cones. Trying to go through the booths on what we have. Caramel apples, pickles.
And we have roasted corn.
Roasted corn.
Yeah.
And so we have everything you can find at a fair, basically. So,
And you'll also have bakery items, too, won't you?
We will. And you know what? My mom called while I was sitting out there because she was trying to beat me before I came here because she has a carrot cake for you. She baked an extra one that she's going to enter in the bakery. Not in. Well, just give it to the bakery.
Oh.
So really? I told her I'd bring it by later today.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in.
you want to stick around. Go run that errand right quick.
Okay, all right.
You know, she always thinks of you.
She's a great lady, great cook, too.
Yes.
All right, continuing.
So we'll have tortillas, fresh bread, pies, cakes, jellies, jams, canned items in the bakery. It's kind of a smaller version of the country store, what it used to be. But we're still accepting homemade, even handmade sewn items and things like that, too. So
great.
Come in and visit the bakery.
Is there going to be a horseshoe tournament?
We didn't have anyone to run the horseshoe tournament, but we're still going to see if we get them set up. Just for, like, if the guys want to, you know, chill out for a little bit and get away and throw some shoes, we'll do that.
Okay. Yeah. Is there going to be any Ognib?
He can give you the preview of Ognib.
Definitely Ognib.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Ogniv, yes. O-G-N-I-V.
I see. Okay.
That's your hint.
Yeah.
That's... You have to come and find out what it is.
Ooh, that's tough.
You think?
That's
a pretty hard hint,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that will definitely be there.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll have the Boom Blaster, which is one of our games. And what that is you they put two balloons, and then there's two people doing these little pumps, and then you blow them up to see which one pops first. Whoever, everybody gets a kick out of that
okay.
one.
Okay, whoever pops first is the winner.
Yes.
Okay.
And our pitch burst.
And that's a...
Kind of a more sanitary dunk tank, if you want to call it that.
A more user-friendly dunk tank. Okay. All right. There's a balloon above the victim.
Filled with water.
Okay.
And then you still throw the ball and try to hit the lever that busts the balloon and gets you all wet.
Okay.
So that's what our pitch burst is. And we're going to have face painting, which always is very popular with the kids. Knock 'em down cans. We'll have some jumping castles up. Cake roulette. That one people love to have to play that game. Instead of a cakewalk, it's cake roulette.
Yeah, you don't have to walk.
You don't have to walk. Just pick a number and a color you like. So those will be some of the food and the games going on.
Okay.
Again, silent auction will be happening all day Saturday. We have wonderful entertainment lined up. And we are going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning with that as well. And we have Benito Mondragon from Wagon Mound and a few of his friends that played last year at 10. And then we have Ernestine Romero returning. She loves our fiesta, and our people in Raton love her too. And I think Trinidad, she performed in Trinidad a couple months ago, and everyone there was asking if she was going to be at our fiesta this year. And we have some couples that are dancers from Santa Fe called Sociedad Colonial Española de Santa Fe. And they just do some dancing for us to watch, and that'll be from 12:30 to 1:30. And then we have a two-hour performance this year with Antonio Reyna. He's bringing a group of mariachis called Mariachi Raices de America and dancers, Ballet en Fuego. So that'll be a two-hour performance.
Wow. That'll
I know.
Be great.
I went to see his show in Albuquerque in November, and these were the groups that were with him that performed at the Chemo Theater, and it's an awesome performance. So I would, all of it is, all of the entertainment throughout the weekend, but I would encourage you to come and just enjoy the day with us.
And the entertainment's free.
The entertainment is free. We got our tent yesterday set up. We put all the tables under it. Stage is coming, so... We're ready.
All right. And then Willy Wonka is going to be put on by the Santa Fe Trail School Kids Workshop.
Right.
And they're rehearsing, and there'll be a little bit of a preview at 4:30.
At 4:30. Bill Crary is going to bring a group of them, and because their performance is the following weekend.
Okay.
And so that hopefully will generate some interest in bringing them to the Schuler.
Great.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of a break while... the dance music sets up, huh?
Yes, we have a really nice band coming. It is Miguel Timoteo y Suavidad. He's from Española. And so they've won a lot of awards. I know he's been in San Antonio recording new CDs. So I heard somebody at the grocery store the other day saw me wearing my fiesta shirt and said, oh, I can't wait to go listen to Miguel. So we're very excited to have him. And that's free, too.
I had the pleasure, I don't know if the listeners necessarily had the pleasure, of hosting Canciones Mexicanas this past Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And Miguel Timoteo is, we played several of his tunes. He's
really wonderful.
Good.
Yeah. I emailed you a sound clip yesterday. I hope you got it.
I saw it.
Okay.
I didn't open it, but
okay.
I saw it. So.
Okay.
Okay.
So, but yes, he's very good. He's not been in this part of the state, I don't know, at all. And so he really wants to get some exposure here in the state.
Okay.
In this part.
It's free dance Saturday night, August 4th, 7 to about 11 p.m.
Right.
Okay. And then one more day.
One more day. Then we go home and we come back and we start at 11 o'clock on Sunday. And we'll have some DJ music for about an hour. And we are once again hosting the Texaco Country Showdown. And that will take place from 12 to 3. on Sunday.
You said 15 acts, something like that?
You know, I don't know exactly how many.
It'll be 3 hours worth
It'll be 3 hours worth of performers, and they're all very talented people. And last year was a great turnout, so we're hoping for the same thing this year.
Great.
And then at 3 o'clock, when that's over, we have Antonio and his mariachis and dancers back at 3 to 4 as we prepare for the raffle. Now, I know Father John said there were some people wondering how long they could buy raffle tickets until, like right before the raffle.
3:59?
Pretty much.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, everybody needs a chance. Everybody gets a chance.
That's right. So.
And $16,000 in cash prizes.
It is probably the best raffle I've ever seen. First ticket drawn will be $2,000, and then we have 10 tickets that will win $1,000 each. The final ticket drawn will win $4,000. So quite a raffle, and for a dollar a chance. I don't know where you can... You know, a lot of raffles that you see for similar amounts of money are like $5 a ticket. Mm-hmm. So, or you can buy a book of 22 for $20.
Better chance than the lottery.
It is. It really
Much
is.
Much better chance.
Yeah. So you might, you know, leave Fiesta a little bit richer.
Well, richer for the experience, at least.
That's right.
And for helping the church with their building needs.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it takes a lot to run a parish. You know, it really does. Father John knows that.
Oh, yes. There's we have a few buildings that we're taking care of, and there's a few projects that we would like to do in the future. Mm-hmm. Not just building projects. I mean, we're talking about, you know, spiritual things and, you know, just reaching out to the community and preaching and teaching and, you know, really serving our youth and serving our elderly and serving our adults. You know, that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
So this really helps us do that.
Yeah.
And the theme this year, faith is choosing to stand with the Lord.
So. And that came when we chose our theme. Pope Benedict XVI has declared, beginning in October 2012 through 2013, as the year of faith. And so we kept that in mind when we were choosing our Fiesta theme. And that actually is a quote from him, is faith is choosing to stand with the Lord. So we thought it very appropriate for this year.
All right.
Yeah.
Fiesta 2012, less than 24, about 24 hours.
Right, about 24 hours. Yeah, like we're countdown right now.
Okay, all right. 6 o'clock, barbecue. Don't be late or it'll be gone.
You better be early.
I'm still scarred. I'm still scarred.
We've had quite a few pre-sales, you know. Okay. So, like I said, if you want to save a dollar, buy your tickets today or tomorrow. They're at the parish office. Or at the First National Loan Production Office if you happen to be in the south end of town.
Okay. And you get raffle tickets there, too.
That's right.
All right. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Diana Sanchez-Fear, Father John, we'll see you at the Fiesta.
Thank you.
All right. And, oh, hey, pick up that microphone one more time there, Diana. Let's talk about your school supplies at First National Loan.
I'll put my other hat on.
Okay.
We still are collecting school supplies at the First National Loan Production Office here in Raton. And we have a box at Kmart and also in Cimarron at Russell's One Stop and in Springer at Springer Drug. And we will match every item up to $1,500 or dollar. If you bring us a check and you want us to do the shopping, we don't have a problem with that. And we will match all of those items. We do distribute to Raton Schools, Maxwell, Cimarron, and Springer. And we don't distribute from our office, though. So if your child is in need of school supplies, you know, you can take them to their principal's office. But the community has been so generous in the last several years that we've been doing this. And there's a lot of kids that, you know, they have to go to school and they don't have the paper, the pencils, the pens, the binders, glue and scissors and all those sorts of things. And we just want to help them, you know, be prepared to learn. And we do purchase actually for up through high school also if we can. So it's not just the little ones, you know, with crayons and watercolors and all that kind of stuff. But rulers and binders and those sorts of things are needed for the older kids too.
Can be expensive, especially if you have more than one.
I just have one child, yeah. And you know, I know there's families with a lot more than that, and it gets quite expensive. So
okay.
If you can help out, we would greatly appreciate it.
All right. First National Loan Production Office, and that is till the 10th?
Till August the 10th, because you know schools in the area, I think Springer's starting on the 13th. Maxwell starts on the 15th and Raton on the 20th. Mm-hmm. So we need time to take an inventory and go buy the matching products. So
okay.
If you can get it to us by the 10th.
No problem in finding people to go shopping, I imagine.
No.
Okay.
Usually that's Mark and Marie's task.
All right.
They take inventory and go shopping.
Great. Okay.
All right.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
8:33 a.m. here in the Rocky Mountain West. Another thing that is going on in our This, That, and the Other program, we need to tell you about the 2012 Harding County Fair. It begins today. As a matter of fact, they'll start in less than a half an hour to begin to take entries and setting up the booths at the Harding County Community Building. They'll check in the livestock at 9 also and weigh in all of the livestock and pay the entry fees. Then the judging of entries at the Harding County Community Building. Flowers judged first. Then at 1:30, it's showmanship and halter, the horses in the arena for the competition. Western Pleasure at 2 p.m. in the arena. Tonight is the judging of swine in the show barn. And then on Friday, they start with the community building opening up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. They'll judge beef, lamb, and goats in the barn. Hey, they have a pet show for Harding County Fair, 10:30 a.m. tomorrow. Master Showmanship Contest at 11. Then there's an ice cream social and games at the Roy City Park tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. That includes the chili cook-off. The junior livestock sale tomorrow, Harding County Fair at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, street parade at 10, pinon cowbell cowboy feed and pie auction at 11 at the city park. Little Wrangler Rodeo at the Horse Arena at 2, and then the Fair Dance under the show barn. Will Bannister, the Mulberry Band, 8 p.m. Saturday night, admission free to the Harding County Fair Dance. And you say Will Bannister is pretty darn good, huh?
He is pretty darn good. He has a voice that is like the classic old school country. And his band is really hip. And so they do some good tunes. He writes his own stuff, and he does some covers, and they were great. Are great.
Does he do Slim Whitten?
Oh, you can't ask me questions like that.
Okay. I do. Okay, but I don't do it very well. So go ahead and see Will Bannister and the Mulberry Band. Okay, let's see what other tunes they are singing. Oh, as a matter of fact, tonight at the Schuller Theater, well, they won't be singing because it's a dramatic presentation. It's Web of Murder. And tonight and then tomorrow night will be the final performance, Web of Murder, at the Schuller Theater, part of the 2012 professional summer schedule. And you can go tonight and then... You know, you can go tomorrow night because somebody else might have done it.
Oh, yes. We never know with this troupe, do we?
Well, you never know. And then they're going to do two performances on Saturday, Church Basement Ladies at 2:30 and Church Basement Ladies at 7:30 Saturday, August 4th. That will be the final professional performances for this summer. Hard to believe it's already that time, but it's just zipped past. And if you haven't seen these shows, shame on you.
And get out there and see them.
Support them. You know, it's a wonderful addition to our area for the summer. And then the kids are rehearsing for Willy Wonka Jr. And the Santa Fe Trail School Kids Workshop will do Willy Wonka on August 10th and 11th and a Sunday matinee on August 12th at the Schuller. More information, go by the box office there at 131 North 2nd or 445-4746.
Okay, and also the Clearview Ranch is hosting their summer concert series. And on August the 3rd, that's Friday, they will be having Junie Fisher as the guest. Tickets are only $20, and R.W. Hampton is the co-host of the show, and you'll get to hear some of his singing as well. You can call 575-483-0042 For ticket information or go by their website, it's www.rwhampton.com.
Also happening tomorrow at the Maxwell National Wildlife Refuge, Aim High Archery. This is for all ages, but you must be able to pull a 10-pound bow. And this is going to be from 9 a.m. till noon. Instruction and equipment is provided. They'll have both compound and recurve bows. Bring some water and be ready to have fun. For more information, call Debbie Pike at 505-425-3581. That's at the Maxwell National Wildlife Refuge. Aim High Archery is tomorrow from 9 till noon. Also, Maxwell Wildlife Refuge, Insect Rally, August 18th, the Saturday, 9 a.m. till 1, free to the public. They'll be catching and learning about insects that live in northern New Mexico. It's fun for all ages. They'll also have games, crafts, and prizes at the Insect Rally. Maxwell National Wildlife Refuge, August 18th.
Okay, and speaking of the youngsters out there, it's the Cub Scout Pack 73 of Raton. They are getting together, and they have early registration happening on August the 10th from 3 to 5 p.m. at Raton's Aquatic Center. You'll get a free pack T-shirt, and you'll get 20% off when you pay on this day of registration. And this is for any young boy from age or in grades 1st through 5th. Sign up and pay on this day, and your Cub Scout can swim for free. And for more information, call Tanya at 575-445-7083. You can also call Janice, and she's at 575-707-1858.
Also, on August 4th, so this Saturday, there's the benefit dance at Cleveland Roller Mill Museum. At 4 p.m. or so is a potluck and barbecue. And then the actual dance itself is at 7:30. And the Rifters, which are one of New Mexico's premier country western dance bands, are featured. The cost for the dance tickets are $20 per person at the door. And students are $10 per person, so they're a little bit cheaper. And if you want more information, you can contact Dan Cassidy at 387-2645.
Also happening on Saturday, August the 4th, it's the Community Fun Day presented by the Rural Revitalization Initiative Beautification Committee, and they've partnered up with Folsom and Des Moines Fire Departments to make this event happen. It's for everyone in Des Moines and surrounding area. There'll be lots of games for the kids, also for the adults, and also music and dancing all day long. There's a backyard barbecue in the evening cooked by the fire departments, and you can eat if you just give a donation. For more information, there's also throughout the day, there's going to be a 3-on-3 basketball tournament to benefit the TJ Simpson Medical Fund. And so if you need more information, call Jelena Osborne. She's at 505-681-2939. You can also call Lucia Lopez at 505-681-7883.
Also, the first Thursday of each month, so that's today, Gate City Lodge number 11, AF and AM meets. It's at 7:30, and it's at 945 South 5th in Raton.
And this Saturday, again, on August the 4th, it's the monthly collection day at the RMAX building from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. You can bring your aluminum tin cans, plastics number 1 and 2, your cardboard and mixed paper, also the computer and electronics recyclables, to the RMAX Center, where the recycling volunteers will help you unload your car and get everything sorted and into the right piles. It makes it really, really easy. Just drive right through the building and get rid of all of your stuff. Also, do remember that if you can't make the Saturday morning collection time, the trailers are now located outside of the RMAX building, and you can go by those trailers 24/7 to drop off the recyclables minus the computer parts. Please save those for the first Saturdays. Do please, though, respect if a bin is full, then take it back home with you and give the city a call and let them know that that bin is full, and they will take care of things for us. Yay, thanks for recycling.
Yes. Did you tell them about e-recycling, of course?
Yes, okay. Yes, and I told people to please do that this Saturday, and if you can't do that Saturday, then save it for the next first Saturday of the month.
Which I think that's really cool, e-recycling. I never heard of that before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are so many they're the more expensive metals that are in the motherboards and all of that, so they're able to reclaim that. So
that's just really cool because I think a lot of that usually goes to waste, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
let's recycle some information. Luna Community College is doing a community education course this summer on customer relations. It's going to be on August the 30th, which is a Thursday. And so that's, what, about 4 weeks away. It's going to be Joe Rodman doing it at the Ratone High School. $25 is the cost, but it's free if you're a current Colfax Workforce Development Center client. And all dues-paying members of Grow Ratone and also of the Ratone Chamber receive one free registration. To register, call Joe Rodman at 445-5445.
Willow Springs Quilt Guild is holding their meetings coming up the first Wednesday of each month. So that will be on August the 8th that they will be meeting at 5:30 in the evening. And then they also meet on the second Saturday of each month for workshops and open quilting. And that's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, South 3rd Street, and Rio Grande Avenue. And for more information, please call Susan Houle. She's at 445-2418, and all quilters are welcome.
8:43 a.m. here in the Rocky Mountain West. It is 75 degrees. They're saying near record high temperatures, a possibility today and again tomorrow. A possibility also of those afternoon and evening showers and thunder showers, 20% mostly. A better chance heading east towards the far northeast plains, Clayton, and also an even better chance up at the higher elevations, maybe 50 to 60% shot. Highs in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains near 80, the upper 90s near Clayton, the rest of us in the lower to mid-90s. Right now, again, 75 degrees. Our program continues with the help of one of our sponsors, Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical. Del Norte Pharmacy in the Miramonte Shopping Center in Ratone is more than just a pharmacy. They have a complete line of medical equipment and oxygen, and they carry wheelchairs and walkers. And they also carry a full line of braces and supports for back, wrists, knees, and more. And if you're a diabetic, Del Norte Pharmacy carries a full line of diabetic candies and cookies. They also have diabetic shoes, skin care products, and cough and cold products designed especially for diabetics. Del Norte Pharmacy is more than just a pharmacy. It's smiling faces and helpful information on the medicine and products you need. Del Norte Pharmacy at 955 South 2nd Street. They're in the Miramonte Shopping Center in South Ratone. Phone 445-3131. That's 445-3131. Del Norte Pharmacy. All right, we spoke of temperatures before the break. Yesterday, oh man, 87 degrees at Lake Maloya. That's hot. That's hot for the lake. 87, a low of 55. And also yesterday, 106 degrees in Tucumcari. 106 degrees. You know, that's a perfect place for a racetrack, let me tell you.
Why do you keep saying that?
I'm kidding, of course. Who would want to race at 106 degrees heat? Yeah.
That's got to be hard on the jockeys and hard on the horses.
Hard on the spectators.
Oh.
So anyway, 106 yesterday, and they've been, you know, when we're talking Roswell, we're talking Las Cruces, the boot heel of New Mexico, in, you know, into Mexico, close to, they're not even as hot as that. So they were almost as hot as that yesterday. It was like 105 in Roswell and Carlsbad.
Jeez.
It was even like 99 degrees at the Ratone Cruise Field Airport, which set a new record there at the Cruise Field Airport. And so we, 91 degrees here at our studios, 99 in Trinidad and in Springer. So, again, be very careful when you're out and about. Now, tomorrow night, there we talked about Sugarite Canyon. At Sugarite Canyon Lake Alice Campground on Friday at 7 p.m., Cougar, the American Lion. So cougars are real American lions. Come find out how these predators operate and how to be safe around them. Reach for the Stars also tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. at the Lake Alice Campground overflow area. They'll bring out the laser pointer and the telescopes, and that'll be great. Saturday, August 4th, Coffee with a Ranger at the Lake Alice Campground, 10 a.m. It's going to be a fire walk and straight talk on Saturday, Lake Maloya Trailhead with Bruce Robinson. 7 p.m. Saturday, Coal Mine Songs. There's going to be a mystery musician there doing some coal mine songs at the Lake Alice Campground. Sunday, August 5th, a coal camp walking tour at 9 a.m. at the Sugarite Visitor Center. And also another fire walk and straight talk at the Lake Maloya Trailhead with Bruce Robinson. Again, please be prepared. Comfortable walking shoes, appropriate clothes, and probably some sunscreen and water would not hurt.
Bill, you mentioned cougar earlier, and I was browsing Facebook real quick, and somebody posted on there that there's one up on Moulton and Hill Street. So, it was rolling around in the dirt, they said, and I posted back to call Game and Fish. So, if you folks are in that general vicinity, you might keep an eye open for your pets and your children.
And yourself.
So I'm sure they wouldn't post this unless they had personally seen it. So
well, yeah, and I've heard of and talked to people who had seen eyewitnesses. So in that area.
Just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah. Moulton and where?
Hill Street.
Well, and people I had talked to also had seen it in the alley of North 4th. And up near Goat Hill.
Yeah.
100 block of North 4th in that alley.
So he's roaming up in that neighborhood. So keep an eye open.
He or she. Yeah.
Yes.
Cougars can be she's.
Yes.
As we humans know.
Oh, those kind of cougars. Okay.
All right, moving right along.
Oh, my goodness.
Well. No predators here, let me tell you. We just go for the throat. That's
yes.
All.
Watch your back around here.
Now, speaking of blood, they're going to have a blood drive. Ratto Nursing and Rehab is doing this at the Ratto Convention Center, Bruce King Room, on Thursday, August 16th from noon to 6. Thursday, August 16th, blood drive, Ratto Convention Center downstairs. Now, upstairs in the Convention Center on Thursday, August 16th, it's going to be a continuation of the public hearing by the Ratone City Commission on the ordinances 731 and 942. And so we're going to broadcast that continued public hearing beginning at 4 p.m. on Thursday, August 16th. Again, it's at the Ratone Convention Center.
Cimarron Ambulance Service is having a fundraiser for the purchase of new equipment. It's a spaghetti dinner this Saturday, August the 4th, from 3 p.m. till 7 p.m. at Sister Hildegard Parish Hall in Cimarron. It's only $5 per plate, and you can dine in or carry out.
Also, Tuesday, August 7th, is the Queen Esther Chapter Number 1 Order of the Eastern Star Stated Meeting. It's at 7:30 p.m. at 945 South 5th Street.
Let's get back to the convention center. Noticed yesterday they were doing some rerouting of traffic and detouring around 9th Avenue and South 4th Street while they fixed the intersection there and down to the convention center. Traveling public is advised that there'll be detours, etc., probably through next Wednesday, August 8th. In addition, also, I noticed that on Tiger Drive, eastbound lane between 4th and 5th Street also being worked on. So, again, construction, signage, heavy equipment, truck traffic, men working. So, be very careful.
Colfax Democratic Party is having its meeting on Saturday, August the 4th, 1:30 p.m. at K-Bob's Restaurant here in Raton, and all residents of Colfax County are welcome to attend.
Also, this Friday at 10 a.m. is a Friday garden tour. It's guided tours of the Baca Bloom Heritage Gardens. Tickets are at the Trinidad History Museum at 312 East Main, You can call 846-7217 for details.
Baca Bloom, she said. Well, August 4th, Saturday, 8 a.m. till noon. It's Children's Day at the Farmers Market there at Chimino Park. And then on August 5th, that's Sunday, they're going to do a program at 1 p.m. called Soldiers on Skis, the 10th Mountain Division, a lecture by Mr. Flint Whitlock, veteran author and historian, how they trained for winter warfare near Leadville at Camp Hale. Light refreshments will be served by donation and a display of the 10th Mountain Division clothing and equipment. That's August 5th, Sunday at 1 p.m. Trinidad History Museum's number is 719-846-7217 for more information.
And you should go downtown Raton to the First Street Market on Saturdays. It's every Saturday from 1 p.m. until they sell out. It's all homegrown food, homemade items. It's really fun, and you will be able to support our local farmers and shop here at the local farmers market.
Also, the St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Shop on 4th and Apache is open today from 9 to 1 p.m. The First Street Thrift Store by Alternatives to Violence is open 10 to 3 p.m., and they do need donations. And also the MCMC Thrift Shop on the south end of Raton is open from 9 to 3.
Getting back to tours, the Folsom Museum is going to do a Folsom Man site tour on Saturday, August the 11th. Reservations are needed. Two tours, actually. One begins at 8 a.m. at the Folsom Museum with coffee and donuts, and then they drive to the Folsom site, hear presentations, and be back for lunch. The second tour will eat lunch and then leave after and drive back to the museum after the presentations and the tour. Reservations are needed and appreciated to allow them to have enough to eat. Now, monetary contributions are always appreciated and always needed. Call the Folsom Museum at 278-2122, or folsommuseum.org is another information outlet on the Internet.
The Fairmont Cemetery Board meets on the second Monday of each month at 7 p.m. at Raton Elks Lodge, and the public is invited to attend. So their meeting in August will be on the 13th.
Also, on Friday, August 10th at 7 p.m., there is music from Angel Fire, and there's also a concert and artist reception. Advance ticket purchase is required, so make sure you go check that out.
Grow Raton's Pride and Beautification Task Force will have their meeting scheduled in April on August the 22nd. It'll be at 7 p.m. at the conference room at David Stafford's law office. And everyone who is interested in the task force is activities in beautifying our area and trail making should stop by.
And let me clarify a little bit what Kristen said. That August 10th thing, it's a preseason event, and they do that in Albuquerque at the Robertson and Sons Violin Shop, and it's called a Twilight Soiree. And so it's kind of a fundraiser there in Albuquerque before Music from Angel Fire begins. And that actually goes the next Friday, August 17th, there at the Angel Fire Community Center. Then the Raton concert is Tuesday, August the 21st in the Schuller Theater, 7 p.m. And it's a free complimentary concert as part of Music from Angel Fire.
St. Joseph Catholic Church in Springer, New Mexico is having their second annual reverse drawing dinner and auction on Saturday, August the 18th at the Springer National Guard Armory. The dinner is at 4 p.m., auction starts at 5 p.m., and the drawing is at 5:30 p.m. A donation of $50 will buy you a ticket, and they're only selling 300 tickets. The first and every 50th ticket drawn will win $100, and the last ticket drawn wins $2,500. You don't have to be present to win, and you can call the parish office. Their phone number is 575-483-2775 for more information. You can also give Eliseo Espinosa a call. His number is 505-440-5261, and your donations are highly appreciated. They will go towards maintenance of the parish.
Also on Saturday, August 11th, the Bent's Fort chapter of the Santa Fe Trail Association will meet at the Blackburn Dennis Community Center. That's in Fowler, Colorado. And they're going to meet to hear a presentation on Charles Ottobees by one of his direct descendants, George Ottobee. The meeting will start at 11 with a BFC business meeting, and then at noon there will be a potluck lunch.
I like to move it, move it. We like to move it. Raton School of Dance going to be moving it for their 23rd dance season. Now, they've started registration. They did the first one yesterday. They're going to do another one today and then again tomorrow. So Thursday and Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. there at the Raton School of Dance upstairs at 130 and a half North 2nd Street. Then they'll also do Monday, August 6th. From 2 to 6 p.m. And Monday is when Ms. Tina will be there. She'll be at registration on Monday. She helps with the baby ballet class. And so moms and dads, you can meet her and time to talk to her and see if, you know, it's okay or if it's appropriate or whatever. Just it's very important that you feel comfortable about it. Speaking of feeling comfortable, Raton School of Dance carries shoes and all of your dance supplies and skirts and leotards, and you can take an extra 10% off if purchased during registration. So, and please bring your child to registration so that they can be fitted prior to class. Very important to have good fitting shoes. So Raton School of Dance today and tomorrow from 3 to 5 and then Monday from 2 to 6 p.m. registration. Call Kathy at 445-8108. Our program brought to you in part by Raton Builders Supply, RBS True Value Building Material Centers.
Are you moving or traveling soon? Stop by RBS True Value Building Materials in Angel Fire or Raton for a 17-piece tie-down kit for only $9.99 while supplies last. This complete set includes two 10-foot ratchet tie-downs, two 6-foot cam buckles, a 50-foot poly rope, and 12 assorted bungee cords. Ratchet tie-downs and cam buckles are great for securing luggage on a car roof rack, and the assorted bungee set includes various sizes. Shop today for this and other great bargains of the month. RBS True Value Building Materials in Angel Fire and Raton is your one-stop destination for household necessities at affordable prices. Like a 12-pack of Angel Soft Big Roll Bath Tissue or 6-pack of Sparkle Paper Towels for just $4.99 while supplies last. Angel Soft Big Roll Bathroom Tissue is 2-ply strong and septic safe. Stock up today on these bargains of the month and more at RBS True Value Building Materials for all your building needs. RBS True Value Building Materials in Angel Fire and Raton. Start right. Start here.
And thanks for being with us here on KRTN FM 93.9. We are in Chantadaire, serving our area with news, weather, information, the world's greatest music. It is mostly sunny, 77 degrees, and it's 9 o'clock in the Rocky Mountain West. Let's get an AP Radio News update.
AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm John Belmont. A close call in the skies over Washington the other day. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a near collision from what it calls a miscommunication. The Washington Post reports three U.S. Airways commuter jets came too close to each other. One was cleared to land at Washington's Reagan National Airport when the wind shifted, and an air traffic controller told the others to take off right into the landing plane's path. The controller told the first plane to turn out of the way with just seconds to spare.
We were cleared the river back there. What happened?
The audio from liveatc.net. When told to go around and approach National from the other direction, the captain said he was low on fuel.
We got to get on the ground here pretty quick.
But everything worked out all right. However, the FAA says two of the planes came within a mile and a half of each other. That is half the recommended separation. Mitt Romney's campaign is firing back after President Obama charged the Republicans' tax cut plan would end up hiking taxes in the middle class.
The president points to a study by the nonpartisan Tax Policy Center concluding Romney's plan would yield hefty tax savings for the wealthy that could only be paid for by slashing middle-class deductions for mortgage interest and college. But Romney advisor Eric Fernstrom calls the study a joke.
There are serious flaws with both the authorship of that study and the methodology.
He says the study ignores the millions of jobs Romney's plan would create, and its authors include a one-time member of the Obama economic team, though it should be noted another author worked for President George H.W. Bush. Mark Smith at the White House.
A psychiatrist who had the Colorado theater shooting suspect as a client reportedly wanted to talk to a campus security committee about him weeks before the attack. Kofi Annan says he is quitting as the U.N.'s special envoy to Syria. He tried to get peace and failed. This is AP Radio News.
This is KRTN Rato, New Mexico, here on a Thursday morning, August the 2nd. Our program, This, That, and the Other, is brought to you in part by Trinidad. Jeff Cook from Pioneer Motors in Trinidad. Why are you so excited?
That's right, Billy. I am excited. We're having an SUV sale. Seriously, we're loaded up with over 15 different SUVs to choose from. All makes two. Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, GMC, Toyota, all priced to sell. Some new, most are pre-owned. No reasonable offer will be refused. Where? You know where. Pioneer Motor, 426 East Main in Trinidad, where you make the drive, I'll make the deal. Come see us today.
Hi, folks. Jeff Cook at Pioneer Motor in Trinidad. Things are heating up right now with big rebates or 0% interest. You pick. It's Ford's sizzling summer sales event, and it's going on right now at Pioneer Motor. 426 East Main in Trinidad, where you make the drive, I'll make the deal. Come and see us today. See dealer for details.
Up and coming in our area, it's going to be Western Swing Time in the Rockies, a swinging good time here in Raton. Now, Daryl McCall and the Tennessee Volunteers, along with Mona McCall, will be here as part of Art in the Outdoors. It's going to be about a month-long celebration, last few weeks of September. And Daryl McCall will be here Saturday, September 29th at the Schuller, 2 p.m., and that will be for a concert. Then, Saturday, September 29th, the dance is going to be at the Raton Rodeo Pavilion at 8 p.m. That's Saturday night. So Daryl McCall is coming. And also Sid Masters. Sid Masters. Dancing at the Raton Convention Center, 8 p.m. on Friday night. That's September the 28th. Friday night, Sid Masters at the Raton Convention Center. Tickets $20 each. For more information, 445-2052. For more information, Western Swing Time. Woo! Art of the Great Outdoors is also coming to Raton and our surrounding area again. Last 3 weeks in September, going to be just jam-packed with things going on.
And New Mexico Highlands University in Raton is having their GED examinations coming up August 6th and 7th. And tomorrow is the last day, August the 3rd, to register for those classes. Space is limited, so register early. Come by 130 Park Avenue or give the office a call. The number is 575-445-0445, and they are open from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Fort Union National Monument is going to do a candlelight tour, and that's going to be Saturday, August 11th. It's free. Tour times begin at 7:45 p.m., and then they have one leaving every 45 minutes after that. Tours are limited to only 15 visitors per tour time, so reservations are required. Call 505-425-8025. Fort Union National Monument candlelight tours, Saturday, August the 11th. Oh, and since you're artistic, this looks like fun.
Yeah, this looks really fun, actually. It's a first ever open air artist paint out in historic Folsom, New Mexico.
A paint out.
A paint out.
Does that mean they have paintball guns and
dab it up on the brush and fling it? I'm not sure. No, I don't think that's
what it is. Not. Probably. Yes. But yeah. No, they're going to have.
We might be giving them ideas for fun activities for the kids. But no, what they're really planning is it's a paint out. And so they're going to have plein air painting in Raton. There's an artist workshop that will be presented by Ashley Bauer from 10 a.m. until noon. And the sliding scale fee for that is $15 for adults, $7 for children. There's also a chuck wagon lunch that day provided from 12 to 1 p.m. and it's by donation. The event is hosted by the Folsom Museum, established in 1966, and the Raton Plein Air Society. The rich grasslands, canyons, and mesas offer a western backdrop to the historic buildings, giving the artist a true western landscape. And then the work from this day will be displayed at the museum. Also, other works by the artists involved, and there will be a People Choice Award, and Folsom Museum will display the work during the Folsom Run for a show and sale with 20% that will go to the museum. So you can help the Folsom Museum by participating in this and leaving your artwork for sale there. Welcome to all artists and art lovers. For more information, give a call to 575-445-2454. You can also go to the FolsomMuseum.org website. And they have a Facebook page. It's Raton Plein Air Society.
We're mispronouncing it. It's plein air. Plein air. Because it's French.
Plein air.
Meaning to paint in the outdoors.
That's right.
Is what it is. So
to paint from real life.
Okay. Yeah, going through Cimarron Canyon. They're at the Whittington Center, too. As a matter of fact, get a lot of people stopping their cars by the side of the road, get out the old easel, and just start dabbing on the paint.
Because it's beautiful up here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, on the subject of pronunciation, let's see if we can slaughter today's
word of the day.
Brought to you by High Plains Educational Cooperative. High Plains on North 2nd Street, a completely licensed audiology clinic, and they can do sales and service of hearing aids. They can help you with insurance questions, too, both Medicare or Medicaid and private insurance. And that's at the High Plains Regional Education Cooperative. 445-7090 is the phone number. Our word of the day, cerebrate. Not celebrate, cerebrate. Meaning, to use the mind, to think. Think, 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 think.
With your cerebellum.
With your cerebellum, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jane is apt to cerebrate at length before making even minor decisions. Ugh, I can relate.
That sounds
a bit... I have to ponder.
Possibly obsessive, even.
Yeah. Need to be decisive, definitely. When you think of the human brain, you might think of the cerebrum, the large fissured upper portion of the brain that is recognized as the neural control center for thought and sensory perception. In 1853, a Dr. Carpenter thought the cerebrum thought of it when he coined unconscious cerebration.
Unconscious cerebration.
Cerebrum. Cerebration.
Hmm.
Cerebrate. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it right. Do you see that phonetic spelling there?
Yes.
Cerebrate, yeah.
I'm sure you're good.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted some validity here. Though the verb refers to active thinking rather than subconscious processing.
Wait, say that again?
The verb, the cerebrate, it's a verb. It refers to active thinking rather than subconscious processing.
Subconscious, active thinking. So we're really thinking about how we're going to make this work.
Right, or different ways to paint or, you know, whatever. Yeah. Cerebral, cerebrum, all derived from the Latin word for brain, which is cerebrum. So, there you go. Cerebrate, C-E-R-E-B-R-A-T-E, to use the mind, to think, think, think.
Isn't there a song? Cerebrate, cerebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yes. That's for all people named Sarah. So, anyway. Oh, we need to get out in the
How
open air.
How long can we keep this going?
Well, every Saturday evening in August, they keep the carriage rides going at the St. James Hotel in Cimarron. Adults are $10, children are $5. Get ready to go back in time, a leisurely ride and viewing Cimarron as if you were back in the 1880s. Carriage rides Saturday evenings in August. Call the St. James at 376-2664 for more information, for reservations to their very fine hotel, or just walk into the restaurant. They always have something good at the St. James restaurant. It is world class. Also, the Express UU Bar Ranch, just up the road, has horseback rides daily. And you can call 377-6416 for reservations for the Express UU Bar Ranch horseback rides daily there at the ranch. Again, 377-6416. Coming up also, speaking of horseback riding, Ashley Rose Mills. She's having a fundraiser October 27th at the Best Western here in Raton from noon to 7. A fundraiser for the Miss Rodeo New Mexico 2013. Also, it will go to the Miss Rodeo New Mexico Scholarship Fund. The silent auction, noon till 6, and a live auction at 6 p.m. So fun, entertainment all day, lots of singing, style shows, local athletes signing autographs. Come by anytime, enjoy the day, meet lots of rodeo queens from throughout the state. Oh, she'll have some friends coming here to help her raise some funds. So you can call 447-2029 for more information. October 27th, Ashley Rose Mills, the up-and-coming Miss Rodeo New Mexico 2013, will have a fundraiser, silent auction noon till 6, live auction at 6, and that's at the Best Western on the Clayton Road here in Raton.
Also, Lip Sync 2012 is coming up. It's August 17th through the 18th. It's at the Schuller Theater at 7 p.m. General admission is $5. Senior citizens are $4. And children 12 and under are $3. And if you want more information, you can contact Eileen at 445-8107.
You know what I did? I got this out and put it in the weather folder, and then I forgot to give the summary of the July weather here at the KRTN Weather Reporting Station. In July, we had measurable precipitation 3 stinking days.
Wow.
3 days. And it totaled only 37 one-hundredths of an inch of precip here for July. That means for the year, 4 and 13 one-hundredths, well below average. As a matter of fact,
well
we heard
below.
On AP News that half the country now is in drought. So 4 and 13 one-hundredths of an inch of precip. Definitely we could use a prayer, a dance, and we'll do a rain song here also in a little while. July 1st, 2012, it was 94 degrees. That was the hottest temperature of the month in July, and it tied a record that was originally set in 1973. We had several 90s days. But again, as a matter of fact, the last 3 days in a row have been 90s. Actually, let's see. Last 4 days in a row. August 1st was 91 yesterday. So probably we'll get there again today. So please be very, very careful with fire. And on the subject of fire, the Colfax County Fire Marshal's Office still has an open fire ban for Ute Park, Miami, and the Farley districts. They did rescind the open fire ban in Moreno Valley, Philmont, French Tract, and Vermejo District. However, caution is still very much advised. Burn permits still need to be obtained. All right. Again, we might burn with near-record high temperatures today and again tomorrow. And hopefully we'll get a thunder shower or two straying into our area. Did get a few drops last night. Boy, a lot of lightning and thunder, but most of it was to the north. And we did get a few drops, and boy, it smelled so good. Ugh. But it just, no measurable precipitation. Speaking of smelling good, today is Hug a DJ Day. Oops, dropping things all over. Got my bear out. Fonda Davis came and gave
Aww.
Us, look at all that. Look at all that. She said it's too hot to bake. She does the best lemon poppy bread.
She does.
The best.
Yum.
And chocolate mint, too. Just a
Ooh.
Hint. Just a hint of mint,
and,
which is good.
And, like, Sirius on the chocolate, and oh, mm. so delicious.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. All right, that's for you, Fonda. Thank you so much. Today is Make Some Old-Fashioned Lemonade Day. Squeezing real lemons. Using real water. And real sugar? Okay. Roller skating day. The opening of the world's first roller rink in London, this date 1875. The first skates were in line.
I'm amazed by that, mm-hmm. actually.
First skates had wheels in line. And then they went to the, you know, the old metal skates, which I grew up with, and I never learned how to skate. I'm such a sad thing, I know. But we lived in the country, and we only had, like, one little sidewalk.
Yes.
And that was the, so I never learned how to skate, and I still don't know how to skate. National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. I know how to do that. National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. On the Almanac, 1876, Jack McCall shot Wild Bill Hickok in the back as he played poker in Deadwood in the Dakota Territory in a saloon there. Hickok had black aces and eights, and that is known now as the dead man's hand. McCall, well, he was a dead man too. He was hanged. PT 109, commanded by Lieutenant John Kennedy. 1943, sank after being rammed by a Japanese destroyer off of the Solomon Islands. The future president, credited with saving members of the crew, and awarded the Navy and Marine Corps Medal for heroism and also a Purple Heart. Norma Jean Doherty filled out an application for the Blue Book Modeling Agency, 1945. Later, she would change her name.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. Marilyn Monroe. The Beatles began their two-year engagement at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. They played some 300 shows over those 2 years.
Racked up the rehearsal hours.
Mm. Eric Clapton quit a group called The Roosters to form Casey Jones and the Engineers.
Really?
Okay. One of the world's greatest guitar players. Oh, you know how appropriate it is that Fonda came in today, because Fonda's a big Charlie Brown fan, a big Peanuts fan. Big Peanuts. So on this date, 1984, Charles Schulz comic strip Peanuts was added to the Portsmouth Daily Times, the first comic strip to appear in 2,000 newspapers. Peanuts. A woman called San Francisco Animal Control to complain that an iguana was staring at her cat. Mm. The iguana turned out to be a 4-foot crocodile.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
The crocodile was named Ernest. And now they knew that because it had escaped while its owner was moving. The owner had reported Ernest missing, but the owner kept moving because it's illegal to own a crocodile in San Francisco. Imagine that.
So every time the owner's neighbors found out about its pet, they had to vacate and find a new home.
I guess. Which, I guess that was easier than just getting rid of the pet. Yeah.
But
giving it to the zoo or whatever.
Yeah. Apparently they forgot the alligator one time, or crocodile. I'm going to move.
People. Okay, people, let's see what the trivial knowledge is. How many stars are in our Milky Way galaxy?
An infinite amount.
No, they have it. 200 million, 200 billion, or 200
trillion? 200
trillion.
I will go with 200 billion.
Yeah. What was the guy? Oh, what was his name? Oh, the guy that used to... Oh, he always said... There's 200 billion stars in the universe. Oh, someone call me and let me know what I'm thinking, that I'm not thinking. The quickest way to... Oh, we did that. Oh, we did that. The quickest way to relax, you all know, is...
To yawn.
Yawn, yeah. See, somebody's calling up. What was his name? The Cosmos. Oh. All right. What native New Mexicans' early films included Young Doctors in Love, Choices, and Parasite? Was it Ronnie Cox, Demi Moore, or John Denver?
I'm going to guess Demi Moore.
You didn't hear that, did you?
No, I didn't hear the question. So.
Go with her.
Okay.
Demi Moore. Was that an answer to...
Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan.
There you go.
Oh, my mind was in the universe.
So Kristen was right. 2 billion.
200.
200 billion.
Right.
I guess that just because I know there's a lot of stars, but I think there's trillions in the whole universe. I took astronomy. I don't know. I remember that from it. So.
What major celebration takes place in Santa Fe on Labor Day? Go with her.
I should know this. No,
oh, you should know this, too.
Well, Nate's from Santa Fe.
Oh, okay.
I should know this. All right. I don't know. All right.
Don't they burn Zizobra then?
Does it really happen on Labor
Day?
Yeah,
Zizobra.
Yeah, but what do they call it?
They call it Fiestas de Santa Fe. Viva la Fiesta.
Oh, see, I've just heard Zizobra.
Well, that's the beginning of it, isn't it?
They started off with burning of Old Man Gloom. Oh, yeah. Yes. I just realized that last year when I went down for the burning of Zizobra for the first time in decades, really, that I burned a whole bunch of gloom. And, you know, I've got to say, with it coming up on the event horizon again, it must have worked.
Okay. Whatever works. All right. We're gonna pray and do a rain dance here in a minute. So hopefully that will work, too.
Yeah.
Now, after Florida, New Mexico. The name New Mexico is thought to have been first spoken in Spanish in 1565. Oh.
I gave you the answer.
You just give us
I
the answer.
I gave you the answer. The question was, it's a Jeopardy kind of thing. Give me the question. Second after Florida. New Mexico is thought to have been first spoken in Spanish in 1565. The question is, where does the state name New Mexico rank in age among the 50 states? Uh-huh. So it's second behind Florida.
Second.
Yeah. First used in print in 1582. Okay. This one you should know. What swinging singer-songwriter worked as a barber in Roy in 1927 before pursuing a full-time career in music? King of Western Swing.
Oh, that would be Roy Slim Whitman. Roy, I don't know.
We're going to have to give you an education in the vinyl vault.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Let's do it.
Bob Wills.
Bob Wills.
Bob Wills.
He was a barber in Roy, New Mexico?
He was a barber in Roy, 1927. Many legendary stories about that, about the rollicking good times, playing poker at the local establishments and just having a real good time.
How cool is that?
Yeah. I imagine he played for a couple of dances, too, I would imagine.
And they have that Starlight Ballroom there in Roy. I've always wanted
Solanos.
To go to that.
Yeah, yeah. Close.
Close,
All right. Celebrity birthdays today, big shot-wise. Kathy Lennon, one of the sisters, 68 years old. Apollonia, the singer-actress, 53. Andrew Gold, singer and guitar player, 61 years old today. Also celebrating is actor Peter O'Toole. What a great actor. He is 79 years old today, Peter O'Toole. And also director Wes Craven, 73 years old. Didn't he do Night of the Living Dead?
I think he mostly did scary movies.
Yeah. Actress Joanna Cassidy is 67. Oh! The Munsters. Oh. What was he? Little Eddie?
Yes.
Yeah. Butch Patrick, 59 years old today.
Oh.
All right. My age. Actress Mary Louise Parker is 48. Edward Furlong, the actor, 35 years old. August the 2nd, local birthdays. Ron Stoller, happy birthday. Vivian Smith, Henrietta Gutierrez, Ronald Sentis, Geneva Sandoval, Pam Paternoster, happy birthday. Richard Armijo, Callista Cornet, Sam Lee Manfredi, Clara Montoya, Catherine Wingo, Carly McGlon, Marcy Edmondson, Raymond Mora, Sarah Kowalski is celebrating today. Nick G. Salazar, Vanessa Rawlings, Destiny Johnson. From Trinidad, Anthony Schrader and Josephine Haynes, and also Melissa Bell. Happy birthday on an August the 2nd. Anniversaries, it's Steve and Cheryl Wilkins, who are celebrating an August 2nd anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Thought for the day, William Ellery Channing, American clergyman. We look forward to the time when the power to love will replace the love of power.
Yes, indeed.
One more birthday. Maddox Trujillo, also celebrating. So you got your name in because of someone who really, really likes you. Thank you. Maddox Trujillo, happy birthday. We really, really like our sponsors, St. James Hotel and Restaurant in Cimarron, RBS True Value Building Material Centers in Raton and Angel Fire. Park Avenue Insurance is in downtown Raton. Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical on South 2nd Street in the Miramonte Shopping Center in Raton. Pioneer Motors in Trinidad. And let's see, we did the First National. Oh, we need to do the First National Loan Production Office there in the Donna Anna Shopping Center in South Raton. It's been a Thursday edition of this,
that,
and the other.
International Bank is your key to affordable.